This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Are you yelling? Why are you yelling?
Well, I'm not yelling.
You were yelling.
Was I? I couldn't hear me
over the music.
Over the music wonderful loud. Theme song that we have. I just love that.
Do you?
Yeah.
Brings back memories, doesn't it?
It does. You know, sitting on the set of our cable access show.
Number one cable access show in the country.
Yes. Yes.
At the time,
we beat everybody. You know, we had guests.
Lots of guests.
Just they couldn't wait to get on the program. There were so many guests that wanted to take over our show.
Just take the time
because they could do it better.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, where are they now?
Yeah. Looks like they failed.
Yeah.
Because we gave up. You know, we got tired of it, right? We'd go down to the Laurel Tavern, you know, shoot back a few beers, and then we'd say, you know, that's it. We're done with this show.
Yeah, that was after the show. We should have done it the other way around. We should have gone to the Laurel first.
See, that's where we had
to get all liquored up and then go do the show.
We made a big mistake.
Yeah. Oh, well, we were young back then. We didn't know any better. Yeah. But you can still see those shows, right, on John's blog, space, democurmudgeon.blogspot.com.
That's right. Yeah, all the shows are out there. Yeah, you can just check them out and sit there, watch, relax.
The problem with going to that site is most people don't know how to spell democurmudgeon.
I know.
And then they give up after two or three times.
I know. I did not want democurmudgeon, but...
it was the only thing left?
It was the only thing left out of all the choices that I had. Yeah. So...
Yeah, anyway...
I misspelled curmudgeon. I always
you
said,
did.
I always said crumudgeon.
With a C-R.
Curmudgeon.
No, it's curmudgeon.
Yeah, it's curmudgeon.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know why anybody would have a difficult time spelling curmudgeon.
I don't know either. Yeah.
Well, what do you say, Sam?
What's your problem?
Looks like
it feels like the moment has passed, but I was going to say crudmudgeon.
No.
Sometimes
that,
you can be a little bit of a crud munchin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That moment never passes.
Yeah, well.
All right.
Well, it's 9 minutes past the hour. It's cloudy and not as cold this morning.
No. It's actually pretty nice.
But the winds are going to pick up later, and we could be in for some snow later on today.
Shouldn't have said anything.
Around lunchtime. But right now it's 25 degrees. Let's check out let's go to the one-armed bandit, the slot machine.
All right,
today. See what the afternoon high will be. 3 and 6. Oh, wait. 0, 3, 6.
There
okay.
You go. Perfect.
36 for an afternoon high.
Out.
And do we have the dice ready to check out the wind chill? Because we do have a wind chill index today. So let's get the bar dice and see what that would be. So right now, it's 25 degrees, but wind chill is 14. So bundle up, dress in layers, grab the coat, the scarf, the hat. The gloves, everything. Put everything on that you own.
I just want to mention everybody out there listening this morning, we're the only show in America still using wind chill.
So. We are? Prove us wrong.
We're a relic of ages past.
We're going to use the wind chill until we're done here.
Okay.
And when we're over, then the wind chill is over. And I don't want to see that day happen. Ever. So we'll have to live forever.
Right. You know, speaking of living forever, Pete Schwabo was on the air overnight, you know, and he was talking about ghosts again.
He was.
He had one of those
guests, one
of his regular ghosts.
Yep.
Talking about ghosts in southwest Wisconsin, around Dodgeville.
Yeah, and the Driftless area.
The Driftless area. Yeah. I didn't know that there were a lot of ghosts apparently sighted in that area.
Yeah, you tell the story about a big burly guy in a bar that threw a kid into a fireplace in the bar.
Yes.
And he caught fire and he ran outside into the snow and his friend went out to get him and then they froze to death.
Yeah.
They found him frozen. They were
in the snow, huddled together
for warmth. And
Way to go.
And then this guy, this burly guy, was, you know, a pariah in the community. And one night, similar snowstorm.
Yeah.
And he went out there and he's walking. All of a sudden, he sees these images in the snow, in the snowstorm. And it's this kid burning and his friend standing next to him. The next morning, they found him frozen in snow.
Isn't that sad?
And you know, I thought to myself, well, who told that story? Who was there to see that happen?
Who was there to see that?
There's a little wrinkle in that story that doesn't make any sense. And I love ghost stories.
Yeah. It's a mystery.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love listening to those ghost stories.
That guy is wild, isn't he?
Yeah, I forget his name, but he's a regular guest.
He knows everything about Wisconsin. I swear he makes it up. But we should find out someday and maybe have him as a guest. I hate to steal anything from Pete.
Right.
I mean,
that
guy's a regular guest, and he's very, very good.
Yeah. He's very knowledgeable. Yeah. Okay. Let's get to the National Day calendar because we have it, and we might as well use it.
Ah.
What?
Okay.
What?
You know, the National Day calendar may not continue
after this. What? What do you mean, after this?
Yeah.
This is the last one?
Look, if we can't what we want to do.
Well, let's not
tip
our hand yet.
It's the longest running feature on the show. How could we get rid of
it? Well, we maybe not.
Well,
we may just have it for a minute.
Gordy brought up a really good point yesterday, and that is that we're rerunning a lot of the.
Since we've been on for more than a year.
More than a year. We're just going over the old stuff again.
Yeah.
Not adding new days.
We've kicked this around for more than a year. And there's no new day, so we're just rehashing what we did a year ago.
And we don't like to repeat anything.
Yeah, who knows? This could be the last day of it. Is it or is it not? Cabernet Franc Day? I don't know how to pronounce Cabernet Franc Day. Is that a wine? We'll find out.
I don't know.
Is it National Sock Day? Is it National Evergreen Day? National Package Protection Day? Or National Cookie Day or National Dice Day? Which one of those days does not belong? Sam, I'll go to you first.
Cookie Day?
It's not wrong.
National Cookie. Oh,
you're wrong.
Man.
Get the buzzer.
I know what it is.
What is it?
It's not National Dice Day.
You're wrong as well.
What?
You got a double wrong day. It is National Dice Day.
We rolled the dice. It's got to be Dice Day.
Well, I thought that's why I made it up, because it's something we just did.
Often that is the case.
Doesn't work real hard.
It's not National Evergreen Day.
Oh,
just say
really?
That. Yeah.
Oh.
But I thought, Christmas trees and stuff.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Cabernet Franc. Are you up on wines, either of you?
Not all the different kinds of wine. I like Syrah.
What does it say? It says, this is a day to learn more about this kind of wine. It's an
exquisite
wine.
You're not saying it
wine.
Right. It's a French thing, isn't
Maybe
it?
Maybe we can get Julian involved. Cabernet Franc.
The C is not there.
It's not Cabernet Sauvignon.
No, it's not that one.
It's referred to as the father of that.
Mm.
This is because Cabernet Franc and Sauvignon Blanc forged together, make Cabernet Sauvignon. Cabernet Franc is usually used as a blending grape in Bordeaux. The black grape is usually blended with Merlot, Petit Verdot, and Mal Blanc.
Okay, he's got
Mal Blanc. He did animated voices.
We've got the pronunciation ready.
Let's hear.
How to pronounce with the typical French pronunciation, Cabernet Franc. Cabernet Franc. So there's going to be two different ways to pronounce Cabernet Franc with the standard English or American pronunciation.
Franc.
And this is going to be Cabernet Franc.
That's what I said. You do
want to pronounce the C if you want to pronounce it with an English-sounding pronunciation. Cabernet Franc, Cabernet Franc, but the T at the end of Cabernet is still silent, Cabernet Franc. But for the typical French pronunciation, you do not want to pronounce the C at the end of Franc because it is silent in French, as many letters, last letters of words are just like the T of Cabernet. So for
all
the
right, that's enough.
So Cabernet Franc, no C at the end?
What the heck
but
is
if you're saying it? If you're saying it French... There's two ways to pronounce it.
Franc.
Okay. It amazes me how he can make like a 2-minute video of how to pronounce a single word.
Franc.
Well, somebody's taking me to task on the text yesterday about my pronunciation of Mar-a-Lago. They say I say Mar-a-Largo, which I have said.
Yeah. I think it's funny.
Julian has that correct pronunciation too. So let's hear what that is. Do we have that?
Well, I got to pull it up.
Well, that's what I'm tap dancing over here waiting for you to do that.
Yeah. When are you going to bring this in the meeting?
Let me talk about something while he's getting that.
When are you going to bring your tap dancing shoes in?
Okay.
I want to see a performance.
I'll start doing that.
Something occurred to me, though. Why did the French put any kind of letter on the end if they're not going to say it?
Seems like a waste of time.
Yeah, it seems like a waste of letters, a lot of ink.
Okay.
You know, just skip the last letter.
Do you have Julian or no? That's all right. We can wait.
It's tough.
This is a longer video, and he goes into the history of the house itself, and I'm trying to find the actual pronunciation of it.
Okay. Well, we'll move on.
We'll move on.
All right. Let's check out National Sock Day. Do we need a day for socks?
We really don't.
Socks? Well, recognizes the rarest of lasting the marriage of matched socks. When they find each other, wash after wash, dry after dry, it's time to celebrate. So today's a day to celebrate your matched socks, if you still have any. The founders of this celebration turned the tables on other sock holidays. Mm-hmm. There were other ones.
Yeah.
There's days like National No Sock Day. That's May 8th. And National Lost Sock Day, which is May 9th. So we salute the socks.
Yeah, I think they should have a mixed.
I can't wait till we get rid of the National Day calendar now myself.
Day. Don't you think? A mixed
socks? Okay.
Because I think we're going to have to go back to that. We're all going to be so poor because of the tariffs, we won't be able to afford anything, and we're going to lose at least one sock here or there. We should just have mixed
tariffs.
Socks. And that'll be the identifier for the poor and the mediocre.
Okay.
Okay.
Good idea.
All right, thank you.
Who did we have in here recently that had a sock drive going? That young lady who was genius. Anyway, National Package Protection Day. It's the day after the Wednesday of Thanksgiving.
I wasn't here for that interview.
Oh, that's right. You weren't, were you?
So she wanted to collect socks?
She did, and it's very successful. It's also National Dice Day and National Cookie Day. Have a cookie today on us.
Run out of time, thank God.
Yes. But we'll be back to open up the history books for today, December 4th, 2024.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
WMDX, John and Gordy in the morning.
Good morning. It's Wednesday. A little bit later on, Mike McCabe will be here, as he is each and every Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll talk to him in our next hour.
It's hard to imagine we had 3 feet of snow and the snowblower guy got rid of all the snow on State Street.
What do you mean we had 3 feet of snow?
Oh, no, we didn't.
No, we didn't. Oh. We had a little dusting.
I thought, God, that guy is really efficient.
You were looking at video from out east, you know, Buffalo, New York.
Off of Lake Michigan.
Yeah, lake effect.
I bet Milwaukee is just covered in snow.
No. It was blowing the other way across the lake. Milwaukee's fine. We could talk to our Milwaukee correspondent, Doug. He could let us know what the weather conditions are over there. It's time to open up the history book.
No, I left it open so we wouldn't have to do that.
Thank you left it open. God, you did that, John.
Oh, wait a minute. That's the best part of the whole thing.
Don't do that. Oh, I just pulled it out here. Oh. You did leave it open.
I did.
You left this other book open, not the history book.
What's the other book?
Well,
oh wait,
it's a book of porn.
That's it.
the history of porn.
I know what you get up to after the show.
Great. Okay. Well, let's open up the old.
Here
we go.
Oh, God.
Sam. Okay, buddy. You're gonna be all right. There's an oxygen tank in there. Use it. Woo. That's why it's there. Woo. Just take a big.
Wow.
Gulp of ice.
Lucky we have a fan in the bank. Well, that's good.
I don't know how it just gets dusty in there every day, that little room that he's in.
I think somebody's trying to sabotage
yeah,
maybe.
I would think so.
Well, what happened on this date or
today?
What's going on?
I'm glad you asked, Gordy. In 1918, Woodrow Wilson becomes the first sitting U.S. president, to travel to Europe.
He sat all the way? What do you mean, sitting?
Yeah. Well, it's a long trip. You don't want to be standing up the whole time.
Okay.
You had to take a boat across back then. I'm surprised it happened that late. I figured it would have happened earlier.
Yeah.
You guys probably remember this. Today, in 1964, about 15,000 students at UC Berkeley go on strike to support the free speech movement.
That's right. It was part of that.
I don't...
Still part of that.
1964? Really?
1964.
I still believe in it.
I actually don't remember that.
Yeah.
Ah.
Okay.
14 years old for me.
Yeah, a couple days before, on January 2nd, there were a couple hundred students who staged a sit-in at like the university's head building to support this. And a ton of them got arrested when the university sent cops in. And a couple days later, they staged this large protest at the university to show support.
Okay,
I can understand why so many conservatives hate Berkeley so much. You know, that free speech movement.
Who wants free speech? It gets under your skin, doesn't it?
Who needs it, right?
Right.
Right. Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm thinking.
Everybody just conform.
You got to be told what to do.
All right. Anything else?
Neither of you are Led Zeppelin fans, right?
Well,
big Zeppelin.
I liked the first two albums a lot. And then the third album started.
Well, by this time, they kind of dropped off. Today in 1980, Led Zeppelin disbanded.
Well, that was a great day.
you were in radio by that time. You had to play them all the time, right?
I played them all.
Sure.
Their last album was really good. Yeah. It was kind of fun.
Yeah.
But, we played that an awful lot.
How many times do you have to hear Stairway to Heaven? I mean, that's what WIBA-FM... They were playing.
Why do people still like it?
The time.
Even I have gotten tired of hearing Stairway to Heaven.
Yes. I mean, it just got overplayed so much.
True.
Have you ever been in a music store when somebody picked up a guitar and started playing it?
Well, yeah, actually. There are lots of stories about people that work in music stores. There are songs that they won't allow people to play.
Right. Like it's a bit in Wayne's World that you're not allowed to play Stairway to Heaven.
Exactly. Yeah.
I did not know that. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Do they have a list posted on the wall?
Behind the counter somewhere.
Do not practice these songs in front of people.
That's one of them.
We have customers here.
Yeah. Ask somebody who works at Guitar Center.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Well, it's over, you know, where Guitar Center is off of whatever that road is. I can never remember.
This is an interesting
in
little rink. I did not know that they didn't want you to play certain songs.
Oh, yeah.
To show how great a guitarist you are.
There's a couple of others. Yeah. What's the Guns N' Roses song that has that riff at the beginning of it?
Oh, yeah.
I hate that. Yeah,
oh,
that
my
one.
God. Yeah,
that's
it's in a commercial. In a commercial.
I know it. Okay. Anything else for the hit? Any birthdays today? Nobody had a birthday?
I didn't find any important birthdays, no. One other thing I got on the list, what some people call the golden age of air travel comes to an end when, in 1991 today, Pan Am closes.
I did not know
That's so sad.
Yeah.
I don't take a plane very often.
Yeah, me either.
Neither do I, but I love flying.
Pan Am.
It's really fun.
Yeah. You ever been in a private plane?
No.
Really?
You think I got money?
How about an ultralight?
You think I know people that got money? Well, I guess I've been in... Sophia's dad has a plane that he flies for fun. Like, their house is right on a grass airstrip, and I've flown in his plane once.
Like a Cessna or something? Or is this a... like an ultralight experimental air.
It's not an ultralight, no.
I've been in one of those a couple of times. Yeah. That's really fun.
Yeah. Where you're just like sitting out in the open?
Right. Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. Crazy. Well, crazy fun. It was a two-person one.
It was
a pilot.
In the 60s, I used to fly Trans Love Airways.
Trans Love Airways?
Yep.
I don't know if I'm...
you there on time. Yeah.
Okay, where are you going with this?
Trans Love Airways.
I don't know where you... What is Trans Love Airways?
Never heard of that,
no,
right?
No.
It's out of a Donovan song.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Could you be a little bit more vague?
I know.
Okay.
I know. But
we'll have to find that one.
It's really good.
Sam's efforting right now. Okay. Okay.
He's good. He's looking.
I was actually looking for that Guns N' Roses song that you hate.
No, no, don't.
Yeah, I forget
what
it's called.
Was that the theme song for?
I don't know.
It's
on a commercial.
Who was the conservative talk show host? I thought he had it as his theme.
Rush Limbaugh.
Did he have that one?
Yeah.
I don't know.
No,
I
don't.
I hate that.
I don't think so.
Okay.
Anyway.
So,
we have to reclaim it.
Okay. We'll try to do that.
No, let's not ever do that.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Verlo Mattress.
Translove Airways.
They're handcrafted. You can check them out at verlo.com or go to Madison's east side or west side. Sleep better and dream bigger on a Verlo Mattress tonight. 29 minutes past the hour. When we come back, Idiocracy on John and Gordy in the Morning.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
Fly Trans Love Airways, get you there on time. Fly Trans Love Airways, get you there on time.
Yeah, baby, we'll get you there on time. 92.7 WMDX. John and Gordy in the morning, and we're flying.
Oh, yeah.
We're flying a Trans Love Airways.
That's the way to go.
Man.
Fasten your seatbelt.
It was a wonderful time in the 60s.
Yeah. the 60s.
You know, I'd love to have been ahead. You know, a freak, you know? But I just couldn't do it.
Why? What do you mean you couldn't do it?
I didn't like drugs, and pot made me talk backwards. So
right, I remember a few times.
I had
times.
A few problems with that.
Yeah,
didn't work in radio real well.
Yeah, there are a couple of times I asked you a couple of questions while you were talking backwards, and it didn't make any sense at all. That didn't carry over.
I know.
Too long.
I was the guy in the Beatles song saying "Paul is dead" backwards.
That was you. God, the mystery's been solved.
There you go.
Is this guy?
That's great.
You as well?
That's why I like that so much. Wow. How did he do that? Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, the talking backwards things. Yeah, the Beatles kind of went in that area with the song Rain. That was the first one.
Mm-hmm.
They used it a few more times. Yeah. Okay. So
but they act like, you know, it was a big surprise that people would interpret these things in the songs for some reason.
Right. There were secret messages.
Yes, the time.
Yeah, so you would have to put your album on the turntable and try to run it backwards.
Which is tough to do.
Yeah,
at the time.
Not good for your needle, not good for the stylus on the record player.
Well, sometimes it would actually scratch the record because it was going backwards.
Screw up the record and you have to go buy another. It was actually a plot by the Beatles to sell more records, ruin the vinyl.
That's even deeper than I thought.
Yeah, it worked.
Yeah, it did.
A lot of
sold
money.
A lot of albums.
He sure did. Yeah, he sure did. Okay. All right. Do we got for Idiocracy today?
Idiocracy. Oh, we got the intro, right?
Yeah. Here we go. Did it.
As the 21st century began, intelligence continued to decline until humanity was incapable of solving even its most basic problems.
What an idiot! Oh, what a loser!
Now listen, Grapehead. I'll explain it so even you can understand it.
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
We try to make sense out of it.
Yeah, exactly.
Some way, shape, or form. Well, you know, one of the dumbest things to come along now is the 40-year mortgage.
The 40-year mortgage?
The 40-year mortgage is 30-year.
I remember 30 years.
And having been a realtor at one time myself, we recommended, you know, 15, 20-year mortgages
if you
can.
If you can handle the 15, yeah.
The longer you take, the lower the mortgage payment.
The monthly.
Per month.
Yeah.
And that's a good thing. But, I mean, going out to 40 years.
Seems like a long time.
The problem with the long mortgages that you'd have to pay more in taxes, or not taxes, in interest. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So let's go to the budget girl. I found her, and she had this interesting story. So let's check her out.
Home ownership, the house with the little white picket fence is supposedly the American dream. And the government is attempting to make it more accessible for millennials and Gen Z and generally people who have been effed by the economy to get in with 40-year mortgages. Mm-hmm. Would stretching out paying your home off over an additional decade help you be able to afford a house? Or is it just a way to get you to pay tens of thousands of dollars more and potentially die before you have a paid-off house?
Yeah, that's it's not a good thing. Yeah,
that's noise in the background.
she's getting notifications while she's doing her thing.
A 40-year mortgage.
Yeah, but a 40-year. Yeah, they're trying to sell this, and I bring it up because we've got a Gen Zer in the other studio there, Sam.
Right.
Don't be sold on this, Sam. Do whatever you do. Do not buy a 40-year mortgage.
Oh, trust me, that's a terrible idea.
It's a terrible idea. You just paying nothing but interest.
We did have to take like a semester-long financial literacy class in high school, and they recommended 15-year mortgages if you can swing it.
Would the down payment be less with a 40-year mortgage?
I don't know.
Anything else?
I don't know the story about down payments nowadays. Mm.
Yeah. Don't they?
It was pretty loose in the old days.
Remember, in the old days, they'd give you a payment book?
Yeah.
So a 40-year payment book, that would be a very.
It would.
You have a couple of binders.
It would gather a lot of dust, I would assume. But, you know, the thing is, you don't want to pay that much in interest.
No,
you want to pay off
years.
The principal.
Good
you want
God.
To pay off the actual loan.
You might retire before you're done paying.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
I took out a 15-year, and I swear to God, it's a 40-year. It's taking forever. I'm thinking, wait a minute, we must have like 5 or 6 years left, and we're at like $80,000 at this point.
Did you get a second mortgage, or
this is the only one that we have. And we're hoping that it would pay off very quickly. But 15 years seems like 80.
So these are a thing. They've actually created these.
They're actually they're considering. I don't know if they have them out there, but 40-year, they're trying to sell it to Gen Zers so they can afford a home.
Now, Sam's shaking his head like, no way, not going
to
happen.
The problem with this is that mortgage rates are expected to be, and this is just expected to be because who knows what's going to happen under a Trump economy.
But nobody knows.
They're expecting it to be about 6% on average for the next 2 years, okay?
All right.
Now, if you have a 6% interest rate for a normal mortgage, I would assume a 30-year, and it might come down just a little, but not enough to make any real difference to go to a 40-year and pay all that interest eventually on a home that you purchase. So you really don't want to do it. Just get as few years as possible, 15 or 20.
Yeah, that's the way to go.
Yeah.
Okay.
And hopefully you'll have a rich uncle or something like that to pay your down payment. That's what everybody's waiting for.
Exactly.
Yeah,
that's the way to go.
My father-in-law actually signed as a co-signer on our mortgage, so we didn't have to come up with a down payment at all. And
really?
Yeah, back then, in those days, I don't know if you can still do that today, but we'll see. Oh, I've got a story.
Which what? What?
Oh, my gosh. All right.
A mortgage story or something else?
I actually do have a mortgage story. I should have paired it up with this one. Duh.
Okay. All right.
Okay. I got it. I got it.
I see where you're going.
Yeah, you see it?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
4C.
Yeah, 4C.
Okay.
Yep.
Greenspan.
There it is.
Okay.
All right. Get this ready.
All right. We're dialing it
up
right now.
This is cut 24 eventually. Donald Trump is pursuing deregulation and privatization of the massive consequences of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. Now, these are the two mortgage companies right now that package mortgages and then sell them safely, so there's no risk. And Fannie and Freddie kind of let this thing go a little bit during the Great Recession that brought on the Great Recession.
And you know, Fannie and Freddie, they should have thought about this a little bit more, right?
Yeah.
Should have sat down
together.
You would
think, sure.
Who are they anyway?
Well, and by the way, what is the Great Recession? I know my mega friend in Milwaukee, I brought up the Great Recession to him, and he said, what? You mean the Great Depression?
No,
the Great Recession. You don't remember? Doesn't remember the Great Recession
at
all.
Not that long ago.
It's the it's the collapse of what is called a free market. Bank bailouts. The federal government had to take control of Freddie and Fannie following the 2008 Great Recession due to speculation and bad mortgages.
Right.
Fannie and Freddie repackaged the existing mortgages in order to pursue and sell stable cash flow and allow loans to be issued affordably to people with low incomes. Okay, I mean, that's the whole point of Fannie and Freddie. But that's not going to happen under Trump. He, by the way, pursued this earlier. He did want to privatize Fannie and Freddie. Now, the government would have a windfall if they sold them to the private sector. Okay. That's true. Yeah. But at the same time, Fannie and Freddie are making a hell of a lot of money for the federal government anyway.
Yeah.
So keeping it in the government is the best way to do it. But, you know, Trump has his own thing. He tried to privatize it before. Now he's going to try and privatize it again. And I want to give you an example. If he does this again, we are probably in line to get another Great Recession.
Oh, okay.
All lined up and ready to go. And
thanks
and
for
this,
the heads up.
And Alan Greenspan, who was grilled in the House committee by Henry Waxman, Representative Henry Waxman grilled him on this thing because, you know, you could have saw this coming. We've been talking about the free market. You can't do it. You have to have regulation somehow. And Greenspan made some interesting comments about that. Let's listen to this cut.
Where do you think you made a mistake then?
I made a mistake in presuming that the self-interest of organizations, specifically banks and others, were such as that they were best capable of protecting their own shareholders.
The question I have for you is, you had an ideology, you had a belief that that free, competitive, and this is your statement. I do have an ideology. My judgment is that free, competitive markets are by far the unrivaled way to organize economies. We've tried regulation, none meaningfully worked. That was your quote. You had the authority to prevent irresponsible lending practices that led to the subprime mortgage crisis. You were advised to do so by many others. And now our whole economy is paying its price. You feel that your ideology push you to make decisions that
free market
you wish you had not made.
Well, remember that what an ideology is, it's a conceptual framework with the way people deal with reality. Everyone has one. You have to exist, you need an ideology. The question is whether it is accurate or not.
Right.
And what I'm saying to you is, yes, I found a flaw. I don't know how significant or permanent it is, but I've been very distressed by that fact. But if I may I just finish an answer to the question?
You found a flaw in
the flaw in the model that I perceive is the critical functioning structure that defines how the world works, so to speak.
In other words, you found that your view of the world, your ideology, was not right. It was not working.
Precisely. No, that's precisely the reason I was shocked, because I've been going for 40 years or more with very considerable evidence that it was working exceptionally well.
And it did.
After almost two decades of public service, he realizes that the economic philosophy that he had pushed so hard, resisting regulation and derivatives, he realized that there were some fundamental flaws in that whole philosophy.
He screwed up, in other words. I mean, just say it. Just say it, man.
I know. Please, sorry. Just say it. So in other words, Alan, you... prying it right out of him, but, you know.
He's still around. He's 98 years old now, Alan Greenspan.
I got to say this, though, and this is odd. He managed to reverse his thinking. He did. Yeah. He rethought that. And, you know, he was right after all, but if they only had done something else.
Gosh darn it,
You know, reporter Matt Taibbi worked for Rolling Stone at one time, and I was a little crazy. He wrote this, Ayn Rand, Greenspan, and others formed the Collective, which had an enormous impact on American culture by birthing a crackpot anti-theology dedicated to legitimizing self-interest, a grotesquerie called objectivism in the 50s and 60s.
Grotesquerie.
Yeah, a nice name.
I've never heard that word.
I love that word.
Is that a real word, or did you just make that up?
Should we ask
Julian? It's a word now. We can make it a word if we wanted to
be. We could,
Grotesquerie.
I like it. It's great stuff. Tidy.
I like it.
Always very creative.
Okay. It's good stuff.
But isn't it great? I mean, we've got that cut. And, you know, in Act 10... was reversed. I've got a great clip of Walker admitting that it didn't really save any money, which is Republicans, by the way, are still claiming it did.
We're going to get to that, and also daylight saving time. We're going to have a little discussion about that, too. Yes. 6:49, John and Gordy in the morning, continuing in just a moment.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Get up, Grandpa. Don't you know it's daylight saving time?
Yeah, I know it. I don't know who in the world ever got it up. It don't do nobody a bit of good. For years and years, folks got along with an old grandfather's clock. Or just a common old sundial sitting out on a rock.
I like that.
Then the dollar watch, it had its day, and the wristwatch, it was fine. Then along came a man that ruined us all with daylight saving time. I'm a-hunting that man who first thought up daylight saving time. Until he moved the clocks around, everything was a-going fine. But I guess he's hid and won't come out. He knows he's out of line. I get up late, have to wait, can't keep it straight. Who did he hate? I mean the man that first thought of daylight saving time.
That's really, that's something else, man.
6:52. You're checking your chronometer right now, and it's cold out there, 25 degrees, wind chill 14, highs in the mid-30s, maybe some snow a little bit later.
That's not from Hee-Haw, is it?
Yeah, it is.
Is that
well, that's Grandpa Jones.
It's Grandpa Jones, but I don't know if it's from the show.
That is a really timely song.
Timely.
We have a story here. Elon Musk, apparently inspired by an online poll. This is how we're coming up with policy nowadays.
Just something he saw on online.
Online poll. And now he's on board with ending daylight saving time. Now, they're saying it two different ways here. Ending daylight saving time or permanent daylight saving time. I'm not sure how to fine-tune that
which
one.
Is it?
It's both.
Okay.
It's an idea that lawmakers on both sides of the aisle, you know, Democrats falling in line, as they always do.
Okay.
But anyway. Just a little history on this. This is not a good idea, actually. And I was kind of for this myself. Why do this? I have wall clock. I have a lot of clocks. I used to collect clocks.
Right.
So, but now I'm not on board because the history told me otherwise.
They've tried to get rid of it before.
It failed horribly. January 1974, billed as a national experiment that might save energy, but the experiment quickly went off the rails. The sun didn't rise until late in the morning,
right.
And children who had to leave for school left in the dark were injured and killed by drivers because of that. One senator said just a few weeks later, after this went into effect, it's time to recognize that we may have made a mistake.
Yeah.
Support for permanent daylight saving time fell from 79% to 42% in 3 months, going back to that failed policy. Musk, Ramaswamy, and Trump want to go back to a time that failed.
Yeah.
I guess fail again.
I think farmers generally like daylight saving time.
Yeah.
Sam, you grew up on a farm, didn't you? Or near
no.
farmers?
No.
you were near farmers.
I had some neighbors who were animal farmers. They didn't work with crops at all, but
I don't know.
Hey, Joe's on the line.
Oh, let's go to that.
Why don't I take your call right now?
Yeah. 608-879-8255 is our number, 879-TALK, or you can text us via the
Joe?
Civic Media app. Good morning, Joe.
Thanks for calling.
Hey, you guys, great show as always. I was interested in returning to the issue of our DOD nominee, Mr. Peter Hegseth.
Oh, yeah.
Who, of course, was in the news earlier with the article from Jane Meyer in The New Yorker that detailed some of his hijinks while quite inebriated and with his veterans group. So he was hoping to hop on stages and dance with the strip club people, that sort of thing.
Yes.
And in that article, they had that lovely line from Senator Blumenthal, who's on the Senate Armed Services Committee, who said, and we'll return to this line because it sort of sets out the week, much as we might be sympathetic to people with continuing alcohol problems, they shouldn't be at the top of a national security state. It's dangerous.
Yes.
So another article has come out about Mr. Hegseth in reference to his duties at Fox News. And this is at NBC. You can check it out, NBCNews.com. They've got an article about during his time at NBC News, the drinking remained a concern up until his time to choose to run at the Pentagon, at which time he left Fox. But they found 10 people who spoke to the fact that this guy would routinely show up to work smelling of alcohol and talking about how he was hungover and understanding that his job that he showed up drunk at started at 6 in the morning.
Oh, wow.
Because it was a weekend job. It was a weekend job. And one of the people came up with another great line that we should return to. This former Fox employee said, he should not be Secretary of Defense. And then they said, for the sake of national security, I really hope he stopped drinking.
Let's hope.
Yes.
So I think we should return to your line, which was overarching that we shall have for the time ahead of us, which is, let's wait and see.
Exactly. Wait and see what happens.
Boy.
Oh, thank you, Joe.
Thanks.
Appreciate that.
Thanks for that comment.
Let's go to Mark. Let's see what Mark has
to
say.
Mark. It reminds me of my days in TV news. But yeah,
don't have a lot of time, Mark. What do you got?
Yeah, we got a minute here.
Yeah, well, Alan Greenspan, of course, was a big fan of Ayn Rand. Apparently, she influences his thinking. That's the whole objectivist thing as well.
Yep.
And let's remember, Ayn Rand despised democracy. She called democracy a form of collectivism which denies individual rights. The majority can do whatever it wants with no restrictions in principle. The democratic government is all-powerful. Democracy is a totalitarian manifestation. It is not a form of freedom.
Oh, man.
And she also penned, if people place things such as friendship, family ties above their own productive work, yes, then they are immoral. Friendship, family life, and human relationships are not primary to a man's life. A man who places others first above his own creative work is an emotional parasite. So that's
yep.
that's the whole objectivist movement in a nutshell.
And you can always watch Ayn Rand on YouTube. Great interviews, and she is an unusual person.
Mark, thanks for your call. We got to move along. Mike McCabe coming up in our next hour here on John and Gordy in the Morning.
As we were saying,
let the sun shine.
It's the John and Gordy Show.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.